Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Taco Tuesday!
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Many would have considered it just a baseball game at the end of May. The Houston Astros taking on the Cleveland, whatever they're called.
Guardians.
Just a normal game in May.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up being one of the most emotional moments in the history of the Houston Astros franchise. A tribute to Miles Straw.
Dude. You're starting already with me. You're starting already with me, aren't you?
All right. We'll get into that a little bit later, but we got a surprise. Texans are on the practice field, John.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we are going to adjust. John McClain going to join us later on in the show, but joining us now, a man that the Texans have brought in to hopefully fix one of the biggest issues that there's been around here in a long time, the offensive line, new Houston Texan, AJ Can joins the show. AJ, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Thank you so much for joining us straight off the practice field.
Oh, yeah, man. No problem at all, man. Happy to give you guys a little bit of my time, man. I got you.
Yeah,
how y'all doing?
Terrific.
We're doing great, man. We very much appreciate you hopping on. Just what are your what's your early takeaways from your new team, your new teammates, et cetera, your role, all that, Lovie Smith? What are your initial takeaways from the new squad and being a member of it?
You know, first of all, you know, I'm just happy to be here, happy to, you know, give it another shot, give it the best I can. You know, I met Lovie. Lovie's a great cool coach, laid back. You know, kind of reminds me of me, you know, chill, don't talk too much. But, you know, if you got to get it going, he'll get it going. And, you know, been here for like a good 2 months, a month and a half now, and, you know, everything is starting to come together. You know, great teammates, great group in the offensive line room. You know, everybody seems to be gelling really well right now.
We've talked about the vibes. AJ Can joining us straight off the practice field, newest offensive lineman for your Houston Texans. We've talked about the vibes here. They're as good as they've been in a couple of years. But I want to talk about, you know, just what the last year has been like for you, because last year you had the injury that cut your season short. And, I mean, it was a real weird situation last year in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer, et cetera. I'll be honest, I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I thought it was going to go well. But as someone who was there, you went through the whole Urban Meyer experience. You kind of watched it on the sidelines. I heard Travis Etienne say this was a good year to be hurt or something like that. How weird was it for you being in that locker room, especially as someone who's had success there, the whole Urban Meyer experience?
You know, every time somebody asks me about it, it's easiest for me to say, you know, even though I got injured, you know, so I wasn't in the building after week four, after I got injured, you know, I'd come to my rehab and I was out of the building. So it was easy for me to say that, you know, I really wasn't there. I heard about it, but, you know, I really wasn't around to feel that pressure from the whole situation. So, you know, I really was out of the loop a little bit, but I understood what was going on, you know, and I hated it for the guys that was going through it, And like I said, I was injured, so I really wasn't didn't really get a chance to feel that much. But it was a lot going on, and I understood, and I felt every bit of it.
Well, I actually want to talk about that injury because you've been one of the most durable players in a long, long time to walk through the doors there. I think you missed like maybe two or three games total until last year. What's that like? Yeah. All of a sudden, you know, now you got to deal with a lot of things.
You know, it was different for me. Like you said, never really having to miss a ton of games since I was playing the sport. Never really had a surgical injury since I've been playing this game. You know, this is my first one. Well, I missed majority of the year, but I'm bouncing back. You know, it's feeling good. Been out there on the practice field doing everything with the guys, and it's really, really feeling good. I'm getting back into that groove, and I'm loving the situation right now.
What is AJ Cann's role on an offensive line? It seems like every time an offensive lineman has come through here recently, it's, well, you know, I can play here or here. Is right guard your ideal spot on the offensive line?
You know that's where you know I've been for a while. That's where I've been for the past 7 years, and you know it's you know honed in on the technique for that position. But you know if something was to happen where I had to go elsewhere, you know I don't mind it. Anything I can to help the team, but you know that's been my role for the past couple of years, and you know and I'm feeling like I got it down right now. But anything to help the squad.
What are your impressions of Kenyon Green?
Quiet kid. You know, I think he's opened up a little bit. The first week he was in, really didn't talk much. But now he's starting to laugh a little bit, starting to play around a little bit. But you can say he's a humble kid, quiet, works hard, big kid. He's going to be a hell of a player, I believe.
What about
he's got that mentality.
What about Davis Mills? Davis Mills going into his second year, obviously, you're going to be looking out for Davis and protecting him. What are your thoughts on Davis Mills early on?
Oh, I like Davis. Cool kid. You know, first time I met him was in the weight room, just talking, just chopping it up. We was chopping it up like any normal conversation would. You know what I'm saying? He's a laid back quarterback. He knows what he's doing. Very, very humble, quiet kid. And I got a lot of respect for Davis. A lot of respect for him.
Talking to AJ Cann, newest Texans offensive lineman, straight off the practice field right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Something real interesting, and I did a little digging on you after when we figured out that you were going to be on here. You actually went to South Carolina with Texans director of team development, Dylan Thompson, and y'all actually went to Israel together. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys were actually roommates your final year there.
You did some good digging, man.
Yeah. What is it like? What is it like though? I mean, you guys go through some of the, I mean, I would say that most people consider, you know, college like the peak of their, of their football yeah. life, where you're having the most fun. So one of your best friends, Dylan Thompson, yeah. now he's one of the guys that's, you know, I don't want to say he works for you, but it's a different role than you're used to. How weird is that?
It's kind of, to be honest, like behind closed doors, you know, it's like, it's kind of cool that one of my, you know, best friends from college that I still consider one of my best buddies today, you know, he's working on the staff that I'm playing for. But at the same time, we got to keep it professional because I see him in the hallway and I want to, like, tease him and mess with him. But I'm like, nah, it's about to work. It's about to work. I can't do that right now. But it's awesome, though. It's awesome. They got a good guy working for him on staff. And he's going to do a lot of good things for this organization.
Well, y'all went to Israel for football camps or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, it was like a little through this program called Impact Sports, where they go around the world teaching, you know, athletics to kids. And it happened to be a football program this time around. So it happened right in between our summer workout break. So it was perfect for us to go down there, you know, see Israel. And we were able to teach the kids a few things down there. It was a great experience.
Let me ask you, you know, one of the biggest questions we've had, one of the biggest questions the Texans have had is just stability on the offensive line. Rolling out the same five dudes every week, presuming they're healthy. Are we going to have that this year? Do you see where you could have a stable five-man rotation up front? And what does that mean for the line?
You know, that means a lot. To have a consistent group who can build chemistry each and every week, you know, each and every practice. But, you know, even though right now it's kind of early going through OTAs, but right now the guys we got in that room seem to be gelling pretty good. So it's to this point now, you can throw even throughout OTAs, you know, we go through groups, this five up, next five up, and everybody seems to be on track, doing what it's supposed to doing, mentally doing what they're supposed to doing, technique, everybody's getting better. So when camp rolls around, I'd really be interested to see how we're able to hold this thing together. But even though right now it's kind
of
early.
One of the first things that we ask people when they arrive here, and A.J. Can, newest Texans offensive lineman, joining us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline, is have you found like a go-to place to eat or anything like that? Because especially you offensive linemen, you guys got to stay in shape. Some offensive linemen come here, they get 15 pounds overweight before camp. Have you found a go-to or anything like that?
I haven't yet. I've been I just actually found a spot to move into. I've been in the team hotel, so it really was hard for me to get out and go to restaurants like I want to. But I've heard so many good things about the food here, but I have not yet experienced it like I want to. But believe it, it's coming.
If you see an old hefty guy with a mustache wandering around the
he knows the, John McClain.
John
I'm sure.
McClain, yeah. Ask him. He will give you the strongest recommendations you can get.
He got the scoop on all the food around here.
All the food. 100%.
That's great to know. That's great to know.
AJ, we appreciate you very much, man. We're looking forward to it. As we said, the vibes are good, and hopefully we got a new starting offensive lineman protecting Davis Mills this year. Thanks so much for your time. We very much appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
All
see
right.
you guys.
There we go. AJ Can, newest Texans right guard.
Well, he's looking
right
for
guard.
A hefty man.
Yeah. Should I not have described McClain as hefty?
You got to get a little more specific than that. There's a lot of hefty men out there.
With the I was sitting there thinking, like, who is he talking about?
Hefty exactly. man with the mustache?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's better. Figgy was at practice.
He was.
As an OTA.
Yeah, I stopped by. I stayed right around the corner.
How are the vibes out there, Figgy?
The vibes was really good, man. Everybody was smiling. The music was playing.
Who all was out there? Berman?
Berman, he was out there.
McClain?
McClain was out there.
Okay. Who else?
Did
Brandon Scott make it?
Brandon Scott made it. Clint Sterner was there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. How about that? Clint Sterner was there.
Yeah, he was there.
And they were off the grid, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
They started training camp with Kanye's off the grid. Is that an editorial message that they are off the grid?
Kanye's off the grid?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The song. Oh. Like the Texans are off the grid. They're going to prove people wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Was it an editor?
It was a lot of Kanye being played.
Yeah.
Was there?
A lot.
Interesting.
Especially a lot off of this last album, which is a clean gospel album.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That's even more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
AJ Can joining us. It's got to be weird for AJ Can going through the Urban Meyer thing last year and then you come into this thing. Like, I would almost be hesitant to buy into anything if I'd have gone through the Urban Meyer situation last year.
A little shell-shocked?
I mean, I don't know about shell-shocked, but I mean, damn. Like, you go from the level of hype down to what happened, plus he got hurt.
Yeah, that part.
I would just be really, really, I don't want to say skeptical, but I would kind of be hesitant to completely buy in if I were him. But he's going to be hopefully holding it down at right guard, and then you'll have a set offensive line, as you mentioned. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We're going to talk to John McClain straight off the practice field as well. We are going to rename every single team in town as well. The Indians are no more, so we're going to rename every single squad. We'll do that throughout the show. Going to have a surprise run-in for McClain as well. And we're also going to try to get the latest fix for degenerate John Lopez with Michael Jenkins of the Daily Tip. He's a few hundred lighter in the wallet because of his bad habits, so we'll see if Michael Jenkins can get him a rally or something like that. Maybe there's a dog race that you can bet on, you degenerate.
Is there?
You. Maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Never know.
Where?
I don't know. You never know, man. That could very well happen. But coming up, it was a very emotional day yesterday at the Juice Box. Mm. Why tribute videos are to John Lopez as throwbacks were to Chamillionaire. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Is Lopez becoming a grump? That's a question I have. Is Lopez becoming a grump?
Never.
Or is he just speaking truth? 713-572-4610. It was an emotional day yesterday at the ballpark.
No, it wasn't.
Astros versus the Cleveland. What are they?
Last night, there was the Cleveland Ramirez's.
Okay, what Dude. Are they, though? What's their name?
Guardians.
Guardians, okay, whatever. We'll change the name of the Astros shortly.
By the way, Ramirez, better chain and necklace than anybody in baseball.
Except Series 100 emoji.
I don't know. He's got a picture of himself in gold.
But you were ticked off, John, because you did not like what happened before the game. You did not like what happened before the game. Don't minimize it now.
I'm not going to minimize
that heat it before the show, and all of a sudden back off on me.
I never do that. I never ever do that. But I will say this, because I told you this as well. Do what you want. All right. You know, it's your team. It's your squad. Do what you want. But a Miles Straw tribute video. Miles Straw. Can I tell you a little bit about Miles Straw and how he got a tribute video?
Boy, people wanted to run him out of town.
They sure did.
He got traded.
They sure did.
He's become Willie Mays since he left.
A Miles Straw tribute video. Again, do what you want, but let me just tell you about Miles Straw. He played 196 games total. He played 100, just slightly more than one season.
Tribute video. Just like George Springer, he got a tribute video.
He never was a regular player, like an everyday player, ever. He had 134 hits total. Jose Altuve can fart 134 hits.
You are a hater.
I am not a hater. But the reason it bothered me so much is you're not the old Astros anymore. I would expect this from a team that's trying to generate something and some sort of relationship with the past, like the Texans, to be honest. I could expect this, something like this from the Texans. Hey, we're having a tribute video for, I don't know, name a random player.
DeAndre Carter.
There you go.
Come on.
DeAndre Carter. No, it's in the same neighborhood.
They wouldn't do that, though.
It's in the same neighborhood. A tribute video for Miles.
Or Nick Martin.
Straw.
Cut the music.
Come on, man. You act like a World Series champion. Act like a team that has been to the World Series three times in the last 6 years, 5 years, but working on six.
Is the OG speaking truth, or is he being grumpy? 713-572-4610.
Miles Straw.
You think this is just another good thing that's getting ruined?
Yes, tribute videos.
By doing it too often.
By the way, are you going to erect a statue of Carlos Correa literally at shortstop when he comes? If you're giving Miles Straw a tribute video, you got to elevate the tribute for someone like Correa.
I think
there should be an actual statue at shortstop.
I feel like you feel about,
you got to play around it like Tal's Hill.
Tribute videos the same way Chamillionaire did in the early 2000s about throwbacks.
Is that right?
Throwback jerseys were like a good thing, but then Chamillionaire stopped wearing throwback jerseys because he thought it got tacky.
I don't wear no throwbacks because the trend is really getting tacky.
So you think a tribute video of Miles Straw is a little bit tacky?
It's very much. I don't know, tacky is
It's like
word?
A key to the city in Houston.
Come on, man.
Whoa, what?
It's like a key to the city in Houston.
Say that when McClain gets here.
Everybody get them, man.
Say that when McClain gets here.
They pass them out like Skittles.
Look, I'm gonna.
And by the way, what was in this tribute video?
I'm gonna look. I don't know, but all I know
like
is
a,
this:
like a can of corn catch in center field.
Probably the when he scored the run off the bat of Bregman in the.
All right, there's one. Season.
Yeah.
There's one highlight.
The worst is when the local media types eat it up.
Dude,
Miles Straw being honored. What was it like to be honored afterwards, Miles?
He was never an everyday player.
What do you think
player.
About that?
Ever. Ever.
But I do got to say this, though. The Astros are the standard of greatness in this city.
So act like it.
Or maybe we should act like them. Maybe we should act like them. Instead of sitting here rolling our eyes at the Houston Astros
Lord.
Giving Miles Straw a tribute video,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to act more like the Astros.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Huh.
I'm going to act more like them.
Okay.
Instead of sitting here and hiking my leg on them.
Okay.
And as a result of me trying to follow the lead of the standard in town, In the Loop and Sports Radio 610 presents a tribute video to a legend.
Houston, what's up? Rick Campbell. Starting Monday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the home of the Texans, Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610. 17 years with NBA TV, 25 years covering the NFL. 17 years with NBA TV, you know, Shaq, Charles, all those guys. 25 years covering the NFL. I'm a sports psycho. This is all I care about, all I think about. And I'm bringing it for you, Houston.
There's nobody in Houston talking about, man, woo boy, I'm telling you, Bill O'Brien may have his head in a guillotine. There's not one single person in this city that's sane and reasonable saying that.
It said Maury and Luno would do it. Ain't gonna happen, bro. Pouring gasoline on a bonfire, man. Was that Texas enough for you? Was that?
There you go. Tribute to a legend.
Oh, my God.
Trying to be more like the Astros. You're hiking your leg on. I'm trying to be more like.
Tribute video to Rick Hamlin. My goodness.
Let's keep the tribute going.
Okay. Fred Davis.
My name is Mark Ryan.
Mark Ryan? Oh my gosh.
Speaking of last night,
mm-hmm.
We're going to do this today. 713-572-4610. Since the Indians are no more and they are now the Guardians, let's change the name of every team in town throughout the show. Let's start with the Houston Astros.
Okay.
Let's change the name.
The Astros all of a sudden is insensitive.
It's insensitive. The Astros, it sounds too much like ass.
Mm-hmm.
And the word ass does not need to be in a team name. So since the Astros have the word ass
mm-hmm.
in their name, they've been canceled and they need a new team name.
Well,
what are we naming them?
I guess
is that spelled now ASSTROS?
Yes, and it's been canceled. Give them a new name.
I guess Colt 45s is out of the question.
Get out of here. Good God. Get that out of here.
How about Apollos? What's wrong? The Apollos. The Houston Apollos take the field. I like it. You don't like Apollos?
No.
Tom Hanks could throw out the first pitch?
No. We've done enough space stuff, man.
How about the Bulls?
Bulls?
Tribute to the rodeo.
No. They're the Whoobies.
I was thinking the Bullies.
The Houston Whoobies.
Get the hell out of here.
They are the comfort. They are the blankie. They would be Houston Whoobies.
They would be laughed out of the league. First of all,
Whoobies.
They would be laughed out of the league.
I like Whoobies.
And Whoobies is your word and a lot of people's word, but that's not the general word like a blinky. Some people, you want to call them the blinkies?
No, they're
some
the
people call the security blanket a blinky. Some call it a Whoobie.
They're the Whoobies. Houston Whoobs.
That's worse than anything I've ever heard in the history of ever.
Figgy. Astros have been canceled. Give me your new team name.
I got to go with the Bullies, man.
The Bullies.
They be bullying people,
see,
man.
See, that would be canceled, though. Anti-bullying campaign.
Yep.
That'd be that would be canceled. It's like Colt 45.
Canceled before you started.
Yeah, they would. Yep.
Damn.
Gotta come up with something else.
Whoobies.
Whoobies sucks.
It's soft.
It sucks.
It's appropriate.
Call them the Blinkies then. Or the Whoobies. Apollos.
Come on, John.
Apollos.
Why don't you just call them the spaceships? Good God.
Somebody said hurricanes. Sorry. No.
Hurricane.
That's also canceled.
Goodness gracious. Trying to get us canceled even more.
Yeah.
God. John McClain, straight from the practice field to your radio. He should be here shortly. He is making his way here. Brandon Cook speaking. We should probably hear from him as well. And we're also going to hear from Rusty Harden. Rusty Harden goes in depth on the Deshaun Watson process, and he has a lot to say hours before Deshaun Watson will be featured on HBO. Lots to get into. The General and Rusty Harden next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Flying Saucer Draft Emporium. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Right, we got John McClain here, presented by Horn Solutions. Rusty Harden spoke to the Between the Lines podcast, had some interesting things to say in anticipation of Deshaun Watson being featured on HBO Real Sports tonight. Let's start with Rusty Harden talking about the process slash decision that the NFL, what they've gone through and where they're eventually going to get.
Well, actually, the meeting with the NFL has now been concluded. We have not said this publicly, but now that they're over, we have talked to the NFL for a total of 3 days so far. I think by the time this is over, these will be the longest interviews in the history of the NFL of anybody that they're investigating. They've indicated they want to continue to do some more questioning. I don't have a deadline. I suspect that the NFL wants to conclude their investigation sometime this summer.
All right, sometime this summer. I'm assuming that's a pretty educated guess. So will he or won't he be suspended, Deshaun Watson? Rusty Harden says he anticipates the decision to come down this summer. John, what kind of suspension are we looking at here?
First of all, I think they owe it to the Browns. They owe it to the Browns fans not to let this drag on. I think somewhere in the middle or end of training camp, right before the season, it'll be announced. I'm guessing it'll be 8 games. And what's interesting, if the person that's leading the investigation finds that there's no reason to suspend him, it's over. Nobody can do anything else. Now, if she says he should be suspended for 8 games, he's suspended for 8, then the appeal is either heard by Roger Goodell or somebody appointed by Goodell, which means it's probably not going to be reduced. So I don't think it'll be more than 8. I know Rusty told Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com he thought Trevor Bauer had nothing to do with it. The only reason Bauer would is the court of public opinion. Mm-hmm. But I would be surprised if he was suspended for more than half a season.
Here is Rusty Harden on the Between the Lines podcast talking about the NFL. The problem that they're facing is they might be scared or pressured to not do what he considers to be the right thing.
What happens mechanically is that the investigators will make a recommendation to Goodell. They will issue their findings. We will have an opportunity to respond to their findings, and then Mr. Goodell will decide what punishment, if any, they are going to recommend. We will decide whether we accept that or whether we want a hearing before the independent arbitrator, who now is truly independent. I've always assumed all the publicity and everything. It's going to be very hard for the NFL to have the courage to do what I think should be done, which is no finding. That all remains to be seen sometime this summer.
All right, NFL falling to pressure. That's one of the things that is being thrown out there by Rusty Harden. You know, the facts he say show that Deshaun Watson didn't violate the conduct policy, but he says the NFL is facing a lot of pressure to do what he considers to be the right thing. Your reaction to that, John McClain?
Well, of course, Rusty Harden thinks that he should not be suspended. He's his attorney. And every suspension is based on public opinion. They weigh public opinion. And this has gotten a lot of scrutiny and will continue to get scrutiny. And Goodell knows that if he doesn't do what the court of public opinion expects, he's going to be blasted locally, nationally, women, guys, everybody's going to kill him. So I don't think he's going to do what Rusty Harden thinks needs to be done. I think if Rusty thinks there's no suspension, a lot of people think it should be a full season, then a half season, and maybe he does on appeal. Goodell knocks it down to six, but I think it's going to be harsh.
I think it's going to be harsh, and the thing that Rusty Harden, I don't think he miscalculated it because he knows this, but John, the NFL code of conduct is not about a legal standard. There is no, it's not about courts and judges and juries. It's about what they think, and that's the key thing here.
And when they suspend him, I would imagine they'll say putting himself in that situation with so many women that he had given him massages, and that was bad judgment. Not illegal, not against the law that we know of yet, because he's still innocent until proven guilty. But the NFL can basically do anything it wants to do.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions. We'll get more into this Rusty Harden stuff as we go on. He believes that the allegations of forceful contact have been refuted in the criminal process. But this is the interesting thing that Rusty Harden said at the end of this interview on the Between the Lines podcast. Before this, I thought that maybe Rusty, I mean, I was like, okay, I can see what he's saying. But this line of defense and all this, I'm having a hard time really even following Rusty Harden here. And
he knows what he's doing. He knows that's not right.
But this was kind of strange. This was Rusty Harden at the end talking about what he believes is the biggest misconception about Deshaun Watson throughout this whole process.
That there was this massive sexual activity going on him with massages, that he was trolling on massages on the internet to find people to have some kind of sexual activity. There's only one woman that walked out before it was over, and that is Miss Solis, who was the first one. And that was like with 5 minutes left. And when she announced that she wasn't comfortable in the areas he wanted massaged, which is a whole different subject, she's the only one who walked out 5 minutes after. When she said, "I'm not comfortable with this," his response is, "Do you want to quit?" And that's it. It was over. He paid her. They talked. He apologized if he made her feel uncomfortable and he left. That's the first lawsuit. And the allegation in that first lawsuit was, is that he intentionally made his penis come in contact with her hand. Not that he did anything to her or anything like that, or he threatened her or anything. That's the first lawsuit. And then this cascade. And at the end of the day, Deshaun in his depositions has said, and I believe it, that there was only sexual activity in 3 of the 22 lawsuits.
Okay.
And in none of the sexual activities, was it forced or was it the type of sex we think of? It's the whether or not in 3 of them, there was oral sex of one form or the other. That's it. That's what he very believably insists on. And I think the evidence is going to show that. That's what I think the facts are.
Look, I agree with... this is just like...
It's bizarre.
Look, I understand everything Rusty's saying about the forceful stuff. And there's a big difference between that stuff and the other stuff that we're hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
But is 3 of 22 supposed to be like some sort of like, oh, this guy's a gentleman?
If it's one, it's bad.
Exactly.
That's what I don't understand. So like the whole thing like, oh, he only had sexual contact with 3 of the 22... Okay, let me try to make this analogy as best I can, because I made it to Lopez off the air, and I want to be very sensitive to the situation. And I'm not saying what Deshaun Watson did or didn't do. I'm not accusing him of any forceful stuff. I'm just going by what he just admitted.
Yeah.
And what Rusty Harden is mentioning as if it's like something small. Okay, 3 of 22 massage therapists, he had oral
sex.
And
those were consensual.
Yeah, and those were consensual, according to Deshaun Watson, according to Rusty Harden. If it happens 3 out of 22 times, is there a chance that maybe you make someone in like a massage situation feel uncomfortable and you feel like you can kind of, not necessarily force it, but dip your toe in the water? It's like if you take 22 girls to the movies,
mm-hmm.
and 3 out of the 22 times you go in for the kiss or something like that and she kisses you, then yeah, it's just 3 out of 22. But what about the other times where you try to force the kiss? That's awkward, even in a movie setting.
Yeah.
If you're doing
much less a professional setting, which is what they're saying.
Exactly. If it's a professional setting, like even in a social setting, if you feel like 3 out of 22 times it's going to happen, sometimes guys are going to go for it. So when he says 3 out of 22, is that really supposed to help the case?
I know.
Like the forceful stuff, sure. Like we can throw the forceful stuff aside. But if you go into a massage and 3 out of 22 times you're having sexual encounter, what if the sexual encounter is not agreed to or the girl's not comfortable with it? You're just letting it go? I don't understand what Rusty Harden's saying on this. It makes no sense to me.
Well, first of all, Rusty's doing these interviews because he's aware of the Brian Gumbel interview that's coming out with the plaintiffs, some of them tonight, and will be getting a lot of attention in Cleveland. There's not going to be anything on there. We don't know. You know, I've read those lawsuits 3 times. And I haven't seen anything since the lawsuits that was surprising to me, but it will be new and it's going to get a lot of attention around the country, especially in Ohio and from media covering the Browns. And so Rusty's trying to fire some broadsides before that. Plus, I think he believes, and most people believe, the NFL is getting closer to finally making a ruling and getting clarity, at least with the NFL. Then, of course, they still have to either go to court or settle. I still can't believe, and I've told you guys this, since he signed for $230 million guaranteed, if I were the Browns and I was giving him that kind of contract, I would have insisted in writing, you have these settle before training camp starts because we don't want this distraction. We're trying to win.
Well, that's what Rusty Harden said happened in Miami, the non-disclosure yes. agreement, but that's not happening with the Browns. They're not getting in and meddling. Mm-hmm. And I thought Rusty, even when he was talking about that, it was kind of weird because
they should have meddled.
It was.
He said 2 people didn't want an NDA and they initially didn't. It was hard. It was kind of hard to follow what Rusty was saying there. But I just don't know how you say 3 of 22 and then say, well, but, you know, he didn't make anyone else feel uncomfortable. He was just a perfect gentleman. So well, 3 out of 22 times, like, is it? Are they? And this is based
on
what they're saying.
Why are the rest suing him?
That's what
exactly.
That's the thing. Like, so is there a chance that maybe he thought that on the other 19 he was going to get the same result of the 3 of 22? Like, is there a chance of that? Like, it just doesn't.
That's the question, and that's the allegation. And John, so Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden is basically saying he was very professional. The Texans recommended he get these things worked on. It was the same areas. This was all in the podcast yesterday that he was talking about. So let's take him for his word. Very professional. Texans said, you got to get this worked. He went to all these different massage therapists, very professional. And three of them ended with sex of some level. That doesn't seem to jibe with, he did nothing.
And the other 18 sued him.
Yeah.
And a couple went public with Sports Illustrated who did not sue that we know of. And then 18 that Rusty found said he was a perfect gentleman. Those are the ones that people should put more emphasis on since they came to his defense.
See, I just go by what Rusty says. And he's sitting there saying only 3 of 22. Okay. Is that like a hand clap? I don't get it.
Congratulations.
I'm not making any assumptions. I'm not saying
a clap.
I'm saying what he's being accused of, what he has been acquitted of. He's been acquitted pretty much of the forceful contact.
Mm-hmm.
There was an awkward situation that was acknowledged where Ashley Solis left 5 minutes early. Okay, we don't know what happened there, but 3 of 22 is supposed to like sit there and make me say, you know what? Well, you know, maybe there wasn't anything uncomfortable. I totally agree. I don't understand this. Outside of that, I have no idea what Rusty was saying, what he was doing, etc. That's strange.
There's also a lot of people out there, because I see this written a lot, that have a misconception about a grand jury no billing them. It doesn't mean they didn't think that he was guilty. It meant they didn't think the prosecutor had enough evidence to convict.
I wonder this. John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions. We got a surprise for him coming up in the 11 a.m. hour. Deshaun Watson going to be featured on.
Is it money? Is it a bonus?
Maybe.
You don't need money, sir. Goodness gracious.
Everybody needs money.
You damn sure don't, sir. You can give me some money. Good God. Money bags. McClain over here. The other thing about like this whole Deshaun Watson situation and, you know, the HBO, is he really about to whip out some money? Is he about to $1 million?
Can you change 100?
Ooh. Ooh.
I can change 100 and put it in my pocket. Give you some change for
100.
Look at that money bag.
Yeah.
The Deshaun Watson, the HBO Real Sports, the Texans, all that type of stuff. Like, is this really something that they want to go on for a year? Like, this is just the start of the exposure. Like, is this really something that Deshaun Watson is prepared to go through for an entire year?
He could have settled it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Somebody told him it was an admission of guilt. If you settle, he wouldn't do it. The only time he agreed to was right before he was going to be traded to Miami. Couldn't get all 22 of them done. I can't imagine they would want this to keep hanging over their heads for another year or two, because they're not all 22 going to go to court in 1 year. That's not the way the justice system works. But whatever they wanted before the $230 million
mm-hmm.
guaranteed, the plaintiffs are going to want a lot more to settle.
You know, the thing that no one's told me this. Like, I don't. We've a lot of what Rusty has said, we've said, and mm-hmm. it was confirmed by Rusty, because we have been pretty connected and done our homework on this. But no one has said this. I can't imagine that Rusty Harden loves that he took on this case. Like, at this point in his career, with everything he goes on with the amount of money, et cetera, that a lot of his other
and the other huge cases
in,
he already has.
Yeah, like I can't imagine that Rusty Harden is thrilled that he took on this case.
I would agree. He doesn't need any high profile clients anymore. I'll bet you there's times he wished that he hadn't, but he couldn't, you know, cut ties and step away, because it'd been terrible for his reputation. He's known as one of the greatest attorneys in the country. And you know it's cost Watson a lot of money, but he certainly can't afford it with how much money he's made. And I still think when all's said and done, the punishment is not going to be as severe as a lot of people think it will or are hoping it will be.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions, here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, straight off the practice
field. I'm just saying, not even 2 months ago, he settled a $10 million lawsuit, Rusty Harden, for something that didn't make headlines.
Yeah. Now, what about Busby? Busby's not going to get a lot of money.
Exactly.
But he's also got the Astroworld case. We're talking, think of the difference in the Astroworld case compared to this.
Oh, that's priority.
But I also think, and this isn't to say that Busby isn't great at what he does, because the results speak for themselves. I also think that clout means a little bit more to Busby than it does Rusty Harden at this point.
It might.
Might.
He had an army tank in front of his house, John.
He did.
I mean, come on.
And he's shown that he has political aspirations, too.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that the attention, I don't think Rusty wants the attention. Busby, for as great as he is, I think he might like it a little bit more. Likes to stir the pot. Just
Rusty likes it, though.
He does. He does have a big ego. And I said from the get-go, this is going to be the best thing about this is watching those two high-profile Houston attorneys go at it for a long time.
And they've been going at it. Yeah. And Rusty Harden has said that, you know, he's tried not to play this in the court of public opinion. Also said that there's a lot of mouthpieces that Tony Busby has, and Busby tells the reporters what to say, and they say it. Do you know who he's talking about? Who are these mouthpieces he's
speaking? I don't know any reporters that run something exactly like they say it. You give them information, and then you write it or broadcast it, and if it's accurate and it's a story, you got to go with it.
Do you have HBO, John?
Rusty, yeah, I do have HBO.
There we go.
Rusty's the same way. Both those guys have been talking to USA Today like crazy lately. Every time I click on it, drives me crazy. It's a paywall.
Well, I think he mentioned USA. He didn't say USA Today. He mentioned USA.
John, you should not be complaining about a paywall. You're still technically in the newspaper business.
There's a lot of paywalls out there.
You can't complain about a paywall, sir.
I can now.
There's been many articles that I've tried to click on of yours that, you know, a subscription pops
26 up. 26 cents for 6 months. You can get a great deal on HoustonChronicle.com.
By the way, I talked to you over an hour a week. I don't need a pay for John McClain stories.
I do get the paywall, but I gotta admit, I was a little miffed that they put your farewell column behind a paywall.
Yeah, that was messed up.
That
was tacky as well, man.
Give the people what
I
they
said
want.
One time on air that if anybody wanted it without it, email me, and I got a bunch of emails from around the country.
Oh, wow. There you go. I'm not sure that's the best.
I figure somebody wants to see it, I'd be happy to see it.
The great John McClain is retiring. Give us 26 cents.
Coming up, an OG roundtable.
You think that's not worth 26 cents?
Oh, it is. It is. But there's people that like live in Oregon or something that want to read it.
You don't want to miss this OG roundtable. McClain was inducted to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame along with one of the guys who Lopez knows very well, I know very well, that I consider to be the GOAT of sports radio and one of the best columnists ever. We're going to do a little OG roundtable, a surprise for John McClain coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.